From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.
Yes, oh yes, oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. We love you so much. It's another nice day. It's a Thursday. Very beautiful day. And I'm going to start by letting these guys introduce themselves right before Shadia gives us an opening prayer. Okay, we start from here. Introductions once more.
Hi, everyone. My name is Balan Leng. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Then next to you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Elijah. Thank you for tuning in.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Reverend Agatha Zahara. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shadia. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi, everyone. My name is Faber. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi everyone, my name is Elizabeth. Thank you for tuning in to
Switch. Hi everyone, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for
tuning in. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mangzi Benjamin Ethan. Thank you for tuning in to NPC Radio Station.
Okay, okay, okay. And that is so nice. Who is next? Who is next?
Hi everyone, my name is Eden. Thank you for tuning in.
Lastly, it was Eden. So guys, today is radio assessment quiz. We're having another rap session right now. It's not the kind of rap that you're used to. It's not your usual kind of rap. It's this other kind of rap where we try and assess the academic standards of our students as they grow together. So now on the roster today we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, okay. It's 9. It's exactly 9. And we're going to have fun, I believe that we are. So now before we go any further, Shadia, please take it out with the opening prayer and then we'll get going.
May we humble ourselves and pray. Dear loving Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us. We pray that as we are going to have our quiz, may we enjoy it and the people who are listening to it. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Shadia, for that nice prayer. So now we are going to go. I don't know if you guys are ready, but for me personally, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
You're ready, eh?
Yeah.
The questions are not very difficult, eh? Don't allow these guys who have been here to fool you that they are difficult. So the order is going to be like this, eh? We're going to go through a whole round, and then when we get someone who has the most points, or if there are two, they battle, eh? That is how we usually do it here. So we're going to begin from this side, eh? In the direct order, the way it is right now is how we're going to start, eh? So the first question is going to go over to you. You're listening, right? It's logic. It's going to be logic, eh? But let me give you a very simple one. And guys, eh? Guys, no answering if it's not your turn. Okay? Unless they are failed and they are not answering, that's when you can snap and take it, eh? Okay, very first question, eh? You're listening? If 5 cats can catch 5 mice in 5 minutes, how long will 1 cat take to catch 1 mouse? You have exactly 5 seconds now. Three, two, one. You have no single answer? Okay, the time is up. I'm going to give a chance, huh? Nah, wrong. Anyone else before it's invalid? Anyone? Anyone try? Nobody. The answer is 5 minutes. Same timing. How was that? It was very easy and the answer was said like 5 times in the question. Like 5 whole times and you guys still didn't get it. You let it go, you let it lost, eh? So please don't do that again, eh? At least you guess. Come on. You guys are champions. I know you can do this. This is NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. Thank you guys so much for listening wherever you are. And the quiz is still going. The radio assessment program is on right now. We are going and we are still going. Now we're only on the second person and your question is coming up. I don't know if you're ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready, yeah? All right. Ready sounds good. Ready sounds very good. And now the question goes. The question is, if you have only one match and you walk into a room with a candle, a kerosene lamp and a fireplace, which do you light first?
The candle.
No. It's a wrong answer. Elizabeth.
The match.
The match is the right answer because you can't start the candle without starting the match. Eh?
Yes.
Yeah. So Elizabeth has 5 points. Elizabeth has 5. Then Elijah, then we have Abidye, and then we have Shadia. Okay, so guys, some of these questions we've had them on the previous quizzes. Yeah? And I'm seeing the people have been attending when they had that question, eh? They got lit up. They felt very hopeful, but it's a good thing, eh? So guys, you also attend every day so that you get moments like this when you hear a question and you go, I've had that before, eh? Yeah. So now we're going to you, Agatha. The next question is yours. Are you listening? And the question goes, the more of me you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? When you take more of me, you leave more of me behind. You failed?
Footsteps.
Yeah, footsteps. When you're stepping, eh? You take a step and you leave footsteps behind. You get it? Yeah. So Benjamin also got 5 points. Now we have 2 people with 5 points. She got 5 points before her question and he also got 5 points before his question. We have some people who get advantage like that, eh? You find before their own questions, they're already passing. Yeah, so such people really stand chances of winning this most times, but let's see how it goes. The next question is for you, Shadia. and it's going to be very easy. Very, very easy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A man dies of old age on his 25th birthday. How old is this possible? How is this possible? A man died of his old age, but he was only 25, eh? How is this possible? Is it too much? It's too much, eh? Okay, let me give you another one, but let me first give you the answer to that, eh? He was born on February 29th. It's a leap year, eh? And you know it doesn't happen every year, eh? Exactly. So let me give you, this one is simple. Which word is spelled as incorrectly in every dictionary? You've given up. Which word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary? These guys want to take your question. You don't know the word? Who wants to try? But that's an invalid question. Those are like free marks. For the guys who have been here, you cannot try it. You can only try it if you have not been coming. The ones who have not been coming, you try. Try it, huh?
Incorrect.
Yeah, that is the right answer. Incorrectly is correct. So at least we have three people with five points, eh? The only word that is spelled as incorrectly in the dictionary is incorrectly itself, because that's the spelling, eh? Okay, now I'm seeing this going very well. Very, very well. I don't know if you guys are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
You're ready, yeah? Because the next question goes to you. You took someone's question even before you got yours. You're one of those people with advantage, eh? Now you take good advantage of your question as well. Otherwise, it will be as good as nothing. Listen to your question now, eh? Let me give you a very simple one. If there are six apples and you take away four, how many do you have? 5 seconds. There are six apples, you took away four. How many do you have? Nah, it's the wrong answer. He snapped first.
Six.
Nah, it's the wrong answer.
Four.
That is correct. You have four because it's all you took. You took four and they asked you how much you have after taking the four. You have four, yeah? So four is the correct answer. You see, I've taken your question also. thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to MBC Online Church. Calvin. Where's Calvin, eh? Yeah, it's Calvin, not Calvin. He has 5 points as well. Now we are going over to you, Elizabeth. Your question has come, finally. After you taking another person's 5 points. Now listen to your question. A doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take one every 30 minutes. How long will the pills last? A doctor gives you 3 pills and tells you to take one every 30 minutes. How long will the pills last?
Thirty minutes.
It's the wrong one. Yeah? Someone gets to try. He was fast.
1 hour and 30 minutes.
Nah. The final one before it's invalid. Nah, it's an invalid question now, but the thing is, when they tell you to take after every 30 minutes, remember when you're sick, you first swallow at that very time, eh? So it just took 1 hour. Because you swallow at 0 minutes, you swallow after 30 minutes, then you swallow again after 30 minutes, that's an hour. You get it now? Because the pills are 3, eh? You got it? If they say 2 times 3, you first swallow that very first time you've gotten them, yeah? Sorted, eh? Okay, now you have also lost that question. And now we are moving over to you, Mark. Today, Mark has no 5 points yet. Let's see how it goes now. Let me give him a nice question. A boss level question. I'm going to give you a boss level question. I'm going to give you a nice one. I'm sure you're going to pass this one because you're very smart. Right? Do you believe that? But thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church. We are still here. This is a rap assessment quiz. We're always live. We're always live on mpcproductions.com/radio. We're always live every day, every other day. You don't have to miss any show because all our shows are always playing back on the website. You can always just go there and you listen to everything. Are you listening to your question now? Your question has come. What has a tail and a head but no body? It has a tail, it has a head, but it has no body. 5 seconds. He has already given up. Kelvin's...
A coin.
That's a coin. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Kelvin is going to take all your points now. All of them. And I'm seeing him become the first champion after you. You were champion yesterday, right? And now he's taking away your crown. He's 5 points ahead. Actually, 10 points ahead of you, not just five. He's 10 points ahead of you today. So you guys, listen very well. These questions are very simple. Now you guys listen, because this next one is very easy. It's very easy. You're listening? Which 5-letter word becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it? 5 seconds. It's yours already. Shorts. You don't have to snap. Yeah?
Short.
Short. Okay. He is ready as well. You see, when you listen very well, the questions are simple, eh? It's right there in the question. The answer is always in the question, but if you don't listen, you don't get it. So Benjamin has 5 points as well. And we're moving over to you. The next question is yours, eh? You ready? Are you ready? Okay. Let me give you this easy one. A girl has as many brothers as sisters, but each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters. How many siblings are there? This girl has many brothers and sisters. Let me repeat the question for you. I'm going to ban people from these sessions. I'm seeing someone flash the answer as it. I am going to ban people from the session. Mama, listen good. A girl has many brothers as sisters. They are the same number. His brothers are the same number as his sisters. You understand? But each brother has only half as many brothers as sisters. How many siblings are there? How many boys and girls are there? 5 seconds. If you've been here before, you're not allowed to answer that question because you guys have seen it before. These guys have seen it before. I only gave it to him because he's new, but now you guys cannot eat it. Maybe Shadia, maybe her. She has also not. Have you answered it before?
No.
No, you've answered it before. I want if. Yeah, ball is allowed. Even, yeah, you can answer. Yeah, these guys can answer. Now put in after copying. He's snapping and begging,
Four.
There are four. Okay, that's correct. He has four sisters. She has four sisters because the girls are four. Eh? And now the brothers are just as many as the sisters she has. You get it? She has three sisters and three brothers. You understand? That was a logical bit of the question. So Shadia, just secured her first 5 points of the quiz. They might just be the legendary 5 points because it's been long since I last saw her here. But now she's back. In good form, eh? Okay, now the next question is Kelvin's. Kelvin is special on this round because he has 10 points before his question. And let me make sure the one he gets counts. Hmm? Let me make sure this one counts, eh? Are you listening? There are 10 birds on a fence. A hunter shoots one. How many are there?
None.
Ah, correct. The sound scared them all off. Which answer were you going to give me?
I don't know.
You sure?
Yes.
It wasn't different?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Jaylin, lastly, now when we close this round, because Kelvin has been getting many, many points, I'm going to give Elizabeth, I give Agatha, I give, who else? She, I'll give her, and Shadia, and her. They're going to be in the next round. Everyone who had a point in this game is going to be in the next round, okay? After Jaylin, eh? Everyone who has 5 points is going to be in the next round automatically.
I never had a point.
You didn't have?
I have.
Yeah, you did have. I counted you as this other girl. There is a B here. You survived, eh? Okay.
Me too.
This one said there's a point.
Huh? She didn't have?
No.
You didn't have 5 points? How?
Yeah.
Now Elizabeth has. Let me see.
What about if we do it? As years room, that all of us who have not lost.
We just restart another round. Eh? We leave the points alone. Eh?
No.
You guys agree we do it. We just repeat another round where Kelvin is not.
Yeah.
Hmm?
No.
Yeah. So what do we do? We go with the ones who are 5-5.
Yes.
Okay. 5-5 it is. You guys are ready? Because the next questions are setting off right now. We do crossfire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crossfire?
Yes.
Crossfire, this is what happens during crossfire.
Sorry, can I give my points to her because I have
something
to do.
It's alright. Thank you so much for coming by today. Yeah. Crossfire?
This question. Come on, sit. Just sit.
Are you listening now?
Yes.
If a boda takes 3 minutes to carry one person a short distance, how long would it take 5 bodas to carry 5 people the same distance? You're not even hearing the question. It is your question, you're not even hearing it. Pay attention, eh? If a boda takes 3 minutes to carry one person over a short distance, how long would it take 5 bodas to carry 5 people the same distance?
3 minutes.
Huh?
3 minutes.
this is correct. So now, since Jaylin was the last one of that round, Kelvin is now not part of this one, he's already champion of the round.
I'm supposed to challenge him.
Yeah, you want to challenge him?
Yeah.
You can't challenge him when you don't have 15 points. You need 15 points to challenge him.
Okay.
Yeah? Now we go for the crossfire part, eh?
Yes.
Tomorrow is another day. You'll have another chance tomorrow. Okay. Crossfire, eh? Crossfire, ladies and gentlemen. Please listen, eh?
Yeah.
Listen. You are in a one-story house.
What?
One-story house. One flat. Hmm? Everything inside is pink. The walls, the floor, the ceiling, even the furniture. What color are the stairs? I'm not hearing any snaps. You are in a one-story house. Everything inside is pink. The walls, the floor, the ceiling, even the furniture. What color are the stairs?
Pink?
No. Nah, it's wrong. It was his, but you still failed. One-story houses don't have stairs because it is just one floor. Does this one have stairs? Pink, brown.
Mr. Isaac, I ask you a question.
No, you didn't have to try. It was just crossfire.
Mr.
You get it?
Isaac, I ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
What is behind a cow and in front of a woman?
Behind a cow and in front of a woman?
Jeez.
Okay. The what? What? That was easy. So now let's go to the next question.
Mr. Isaac, you
heard the answer.
What is the answer?
You heard it.
Mr. Isaac.
I don't want to say it on live air.
Yeah.
Mr. Isaac.
Yeah, I don't want to
say
it on live air.
The answer is W.
Behind.
You see, a cow.
Behind a cow.
Woman.
W. Listen.
Exactly.
Okay, now you had me on that one. But let me give you a good joke.
You've had us a lot of times.
Let me give you a good joke. And this one is for you, Maria, because I know you don't know this one. This one you don't know.
I'm ready to
have a question.
You throw a red stone into a blue lake. What happens to it? There is a blue lake.
Which is blue.
Are you sure? They know the answer. You're the only one who thinks there is no blue lake. There is an answer for that.
Let them say the answer.
It's invalid, they all know.
Wait.
When a stone goes into water, no matter what color it is, it just gets wet and it gets out. That's all.
Gets out when you say
it. What have you said?
What is that?
Was
it
gets
so
wet.
So
yeah, isn't it becomes wet?
But you say that
how?
It gets wet and
what happens
how?
To it?
No.
How?
The way you know what has happened to it is by picking it out of the lake. Uh-huh. When you pick it out, it is still the same.
You can't even
red stone, but it is just wetter than it was earlier.
Pink what?
Pink what?
Let me ask you.
I take it to. You're right, Mr. Isaac.
Okay, we're going to get it after the show. Now for you, Nakato, you've not been attending my quizzes. Now let me ask you
this one is
very simple. The very simple question. You're listening? What comes once in a minute and twice in moment, but never in 1,000 years? These guys all know the answer because I've been here before.
Me, I don't know.
It's letter L.
Yes.
In a minute, there's one letter L.
It is.
You're saying for my mind now, Abby. Hey! Abby,
in the
moment,
there are two letters.
Was that difficult? You can spell the word minute, you can spell the word moment.
Mm, yes.
And you know not a thousand years has no M.
Yes.
Mom,
can I first ask you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the last letter in spell?
In what?
Which is the last letter when you spell?
When you spell what?
Which is the last letter when you spell?
L.
L.
Which letter?
That sounds obvious, but it doesn't sound like a normal question. When you spell what?
The word spell.
For spelling,
yeah.
You need to. When you say it like that, it's clear. It's clear, but otherwise, anyways, let me give.
Oh, continue.
I'm going to write them up.
Sinina. Okay, now the next question is very simple. Very, very simple. If you fail this one, I'll give up. I'll give up, I swear.
Chiefs of snapping.
Are you ready? It's very simple. I warn you, this is
very
simple.
You're curious, though. You are saying it is very simple. Please tell us.
It is very simple. A man buys a car for 10 million and sells it for 50 million. He buys it again for 20 million and sells it for 25 million. How much profit did he make?
Let me see. 10 million.
10 million is perfect.
He
made the first 5 million. And our Nakato was looking for a pen to guide you.
No, I wasn't sure of the
10
million I had.
You need to be sure. You see this?
I was not sure. I was like,
this crossfire thing. When you get an answer, just say it.
I wasn't sure of the 10.
When you get an answer, just say it. You get it. Don't wait for being sure. You won't be sure. Now the next one.
Yeah. I thought you were going to give up.
No, we have crossfire. We have a crossfire round. Eh?
I am continue.
We continue. Are you listening? If a man plants a mango tree and waters it daily, but then moves to another town, who eats the mangoes?
What? Pardon?
If a man plants a mango tree and waters it daily, but then moves to another town, who eats the mangoes? You still need the question again?
Who eats the mangoes?
Yeah.
That's confusing.
This is the easiest question in the world. Who? Who? Okay, now Elizabeth has snapped for way too long.
No one, cause the mango was
They're wrong.
Everyone.
Nah, he's already in another town.
It was
the battle of freedom.
Nah. The same
birds.
Answer. The bird. Now the answer is the first person that is around when the first fruit is ready.
Yeah.
Is the one who eats the mango. Because they have watered the mango. The mango has grown. Now the man who has watered after it has grown has gone away. The one who comes and is there and the first mango is there, he'll be like, hey mango, he will eat.
I remember
that.
I remember now.
You remember
the answers that I don't speak.
You have the answers, but you keep quiet. You stop keeping quiet. Just say the answer. What happens to the truth when no one listens?
What?
What happens to the truth when no one listens? When you're speaking your truth and no one is listening to you, what happens to it?
I curse you.
You're just guilty.
Okay, okay.
It remains that truth. Because it won't change.
That was kind of close, but it's not satisfying.
It will prevail.
Huh?
I just will prevail.
I'm still halfway there. I need like a three-word sentence.
Hey.
Or four.
Four.
Make four words and explain what happens in those four words.
Four, you explain.
Just four words. Use four words to explain what happens to the truth if no one listens to it.
What?
Give me 2 words.
They will say it will be useless.
Nah. Huh? There's no such thing as useless truth. It never existed.
No, no, not true.
Nah.
So we'll bring back fire.
So should I give you the answer?
Yes.
So if something is true and somehow no one has listened, it prevails, like you were saying, it prevails as the truth, it stays to be the truth until reality proves it right. Because if you can hide something and refuse to acknowledge that you did it, but say you God forbid, you're like that girl from Nafasi. Yeah? You say, for me, I didn't do it. After we see the stomach big. You see, we can tell. You get it? Because you kept away the truth, but reality has proven us right. You understand?
Enough.
Yes, that's what happens. You see, questions are easy.
Wapi? Because you know the answer.
The questions are easy. Now, let me give you another one. Are you listening?
Yes.
In the Bible, who died but was never born?
Jesus?
Nah. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Adam.
Yeah, Adam is the right answer.
Eve.
Eve was not born as well, but the first prime example of death from not being born was Adam's. Because he was created direct from clay.
Okay.
Now, you see, we are going to this one. It's very, very, very simple. It's the simplest question in the world.
The ones you said that are very simple, I heard it.
The ones you said that I heard it are the simple ones.
Okay, now you listen to this one. Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. How many baskets were left? The first snap came from here.
12 baskets.
12 baskets is correct. So Jaylin is now racking up. Jaylin has like 10, right? It's perfect. It's good. It's not bad at all. It's very nice. I'm glad you guys are starting to eat the questions nicely. Yeah? But are you ready for this next one?
That
12 baskets for me. 12 baskets? It's written in the Bible that it was 12 baskets. Because there was extra food. There was extra food after everything. Now you're ready for the next one?
Yes.
But now if you pass this one, you go for the next one. But this one is easy. This one is easy. What did Moses take into the ark?
Adam.
Who snapped first? Him, Prince.
He took the
5 seconds.
The pole.
Nah, it's wrong. She snapped first.
No.
Moses took nothing. He was not even there. It was Noah who took things to the ark. So if you listen properly, the questions are very easy, yeah? Very, very easy. Are you ready for this next one?
Yes.
But this one is just a bonus question, eh? Because I don't think any of you guys is going to pass it. Who is the shortest man in the Bible? I heard Jalen snapped first.
Zacchaeus.
Nah. Nah.
John.
Nah. This is just a bonus question, don't worry. No one is going to take marks for this one. We just want to learn
Zachariah.
From it. Nah, it's not Zachariah.
No one. No.
It's not no one as well.
There was a short man who climbed the tree.
There is a shoe height. That was just the tax collector wanted to see Jesus. It wasn't because he was the shortest in the Bible. It was just a short man that wanted to see Jesus. He wasn't the shortest. The shortest one was the height of a shoe. He was called Bildad, the shoe height. He's in Job chapter 2 verse 11.
He's called
the shortest
Bildad.
Bildad.
He's called Bildad. Bildad is in Job chapter 2 verse 11.
Height of a shoe.
Yeah, it was as tall as a shoe. He was short, really small. Okay, now we are going to the final questions, eh? Because I'm about to let you guys go. Eh? It's almost time for closing dormitories. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, now listen. Listen very well, eh? If you are always right, even when you are wrong, what are you? If you are always right, even when you are wrong, what are you? He snapped first.
A textbook.
What?
A textbook.
Nah. Textbooks are never wrong. He snapped first.
An egg.
Nah. Third?
Right.
No. Nah. Last chance.
Right chance.
Nah.
Lawyer?
Nah. Okay, you try. Nah, it's proud. When you are proud, you don't listen to other people's ideas. You think what you know is right. So you are right even when you are wrong, eh? Okay. Now this part, eh? This part is for the best. The best people are going to get this question now. You listen very well. What is the one thing God cannot do? Let me first give you a clue before you start guessing. Let me give you a hint. If you read the Bible, it's in Titus chapter 1 verse 2. Okay, now you can give me your answers.
God cannot abuse somebody.
No. Yeah?
God cannot sin.
No.
Can't die.
Okay, he can't die, but it's not the answer we're looking for. Because he died and rose again. God cannot lie. That is very correct. Thank you so much, Jalen, for taking another 5 points. Now you're the champion of this second round after Kelvin, eh? The champion of this next round. Now I'm going to give you one last question. One last question. Okay. Now this one is for people who know religion and know Jesus and know their Bible and know faith and know everything. Eh? You're listening. It's from a parable that you've heard before. A boy runs away from home. He wastes everything he has, his worth. He comes back with nothing and still gets celebrated. Why does he get celebrated when he comes back? First one.
Because he's a child of God.
Nah.
He was lost and found.
Nah.
He realized his mistake.
Close, but nah. It doesn't count for an answer.
That's why I loved him.
Nah. Huh? That's what you had.
It was still the son of
nah. Me. Any?
God loved him.
Nah. Last chance. Okay. His answer was almost correct, but it was not correct to the T. Yeah? You get it stopped somewhere. So if I were to give him max, I would give him like a 2.5. Because repentance is almost close to what he said. Since the boy repented, he was forgiven. They didn't forgive him because he was simply the son of the king. Yeah? You get it? He needed to repent and then he gets forgiveness. Okay, the very, very last one. The very last one. Eh? Are you listening?
Yes.
You prayed, fasted, and worked, but still failed. Was it all a waste?
No.
No is the correct answer. So now Prince has closed with the 5 points that close the game. Today, Jaylin has been on top with Kelvin. And I can't wait to see who goes on top tomorrow. I cannot really wait, trust me. This is MPC Online Church, MPC Radio, and you are listening to RAP, or you can call us the Radio Assessment Program. We do quizzes and then we do tests of the show. Now the tests have been paused because these guys are doing exams. I want them to first finish. I don't want to frustrate them, eh? I don't want to give them burnout. They come from an exam, they land in another exam. So I want them to first finish these exams and then we go back to our tests, eh? As we fix one another in academics. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening to MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. You can always come back to the website if you'd like to listen to the past shows. If you'd like to listen to each and everything, you can come to mpcproduction.com/shows and you can get each and everything. If you want to be added to the WhatsApp group, please write my number down, 0763-3917, and you can have me anytime you like in your WhatsApp. You can just text me 0763-3917, 0763-3917, 0 msamukaga 33 mwenda, mumusambu. See you guys. And right now, I'm going to request Elijah to give us a closing prayer. You want to say something? What would you like to tell us? Tell us something. Say something. Give us a closing word, okay? Tell us something before we close.
Just like to advise the discourse there.
Mm.
To read their books.
They should stay in their books, eh? Stay away from TV, eh? Okay, it's perfect. You want them to stay on TV?
No. They balance the boat.
You cannot balance the boat. There is no such thing as balancing the boat between TV and books. You cannot balance that.
You should also balance yourself.
I have a word.
You have a word?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
One tell for out there that never be tempted by anyone.
No, don't be tempted by anyone.
Yeah.
Don't be pushed to do anything by anyone. Eh?
Yes.
Be self-driven. That's a good word. Be self-driven. And nurture self-drive from within you. Eh? Don't allow to do something just because you're seeing people who are doing it. Don't allow to stay behind after everyone has left the party for you stay in Nafasi to have a private party of your own, eh? Just because you're seeing people who have stayed, eh? You also stay there. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening to MPC on the Church, MPC Radio. I'm going to request Elijah, like I had, to give us a closing prayer and then we get going.
Let's have ourselves on your prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life, Lord Glory. We thank you for protecting us throughout this day, Father Glory. Many people have lost their lives, Father Glory, but you have protected us, Father Glory. We surrender our papers that you're going to do tomorrow, Father Glory. May you make us remember each and everything that teachers have been teaching in class, Father Glory. So may you pass, Father Glory. And may pass, Father Glory, and our teachers will be proud of us, Father Glory. We pray all that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you so much for that nice prayer. And if you'd like to reach out to us once again, you can just come to 0763-3917 on WhatsApp. And you send us a text and we'll add you to that WhatsApp group. Eh? Or you can go to npcproduction.com/radio and we are right there for you. We love you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Sick of recycled content? Same beats, same talk. Nothing new? Make the switch to NPC Radio, where gospel meets creativity, where stories change lives, where faith has a voice. Real music, real people, real impact. Don't just listen, experience it. Find your sound at npcproductions.com/shows.
Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. We are Power of Faith.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom.